Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Absolutely. That makes me happier than being on that stage, making people laugh. And I love St. Louis because y'all love barbecue and not as much as Kansas City, but y'all love it. And, you know, y'all people know how to laugh. St. Louis, they don't definitely know how to laugh out there.
So, absolutely.
I like to go to places that like to have a good time. And St. Louis is definitely one of those places.
Well, we're excited to have you. I'll give you a piece of intel I learned about you, actually. And that is that your middle name, Lamont, is from Sanford and Son. Were you not named after Lamont from Sanford and Son, which has a St. Louis connection?
And I'm also named after Marlon Jackson and Marlon Brando. So I think my mother had a thing for brothers with mustaches.
Well, it's great to have you on KMOX, and Marlon Wayans will be appearing August 9th and 10th at Helium Comedy Club, right there at the Galleria. Marlon, making people laugh, being in comedy, it's necessary in this day and age, is it not, more than ever?
I think, and it's funny because I really feel like lately, like God's been calling me to the stage. It's not even just the people, because the people do need it. People need to laugh again. And it's like a form of, I won't say I'm like Jesus, nowhere close, but I'm just saying it is a form of like rescuing people, because I feel like we're in such a depressed place because we stopped laughing at ourselves. We start making fun of each other. We just get into this very sensitive, toxic place. And, you know, that's why I stay on the stage, man, because it reminds me that people still like having fun. People still like to laugh.
Yeah, there is not much better than stand-up. I love going. You're from New York City. I love going to the Comedy Cellar in New York City. I mean, when I go to...
I love Comedy Cellar.
I love it. What is it like? Depending on the size of the crowd, I don't know that it matters, really, does it? I mean, if you are backstage and they announce your name, what are those moments like before you go out there?
It used to be anxiety-ridden. I used to be riddled with anxiety. Now, I don't think about it. I go on. You know, once you have your set, once you know how to make people laugh, once you understand the art and you've logged your 10,000 hours, you don't get scared no more. It's just something you got to go do. Let me go get these laughs. I'll be back.
Right.
So we'd be backstage hanging out, and me, Chappelle, and Chris Rock, all of us talking nonsense to each other. And then, all right, they call your name. You got to go out and make people laugh. And then on comes the next guy. And then hopefully if you have like a tag for somebody, if you listen to a joke, you're like, oh, you know what you should do? This might be something funny for you. And you know, because you're always working the writer. So for me, I used to be intimidated. Now I'm not. I spent too much time on the stage. Now I'm just trying to be great.
as someone who MCs events, I try to get the crowd going a little bit. Is it that first few seconds? Do you come out firing? I mean, are you ready to go right away? Do you try to ease your way into it? How do you do that?
I ease my way in. You know, when I was younger, I used to try and, you know, come out with all this energy. And no, I'm older, right? So I come out and I just set the pace. You just throw a jab, see how it lands, see what crowds you're working with, you know. And at some point, sometimes they're just tired. Sometimes it's Friday night, second show. People just got off work. They're drunk. They're a little bit high. You can smell the weed in the audience. So in the first 5 minutes, I just gauge what's my crowd. And then from there, I figure out, I know there's a point where I'm going to grab them. It's just at what point am I going to grab them and begin really taking them on a ride for my show?
Yeah,
Other than that, you can't force it on them. You have to let it come to you.
It's an incredible thing to see stand up in the audience and being part of that and seeing that is so amazing. And I know that, you know, you've been on screen, you've been on TV, you write, as I mentioned, all of your accolades, but this is something that not a lot of people can do. I mean, who are your big influences growing up? What caught you? Obviously, you come from a very famous family.
Come on, but I grew up in the household with my heroes.
Yeah.
Every guy I wanted to be like was in my household. And the only other guys besides that was like Richard Pryor and Eddie Murphy, you know, but Damon and Keenan were, you know, Sean and Kim even, who was brilliant in theater. And, you know, they all encouraged me and kind of just, they didn't even mentor me, because by the time I started doing stand-up, they were far, far beyond it. So now they hear my little stories and they're like, oh, that's cute. But I grew up in the house of my heroes, man, and that, lucky me. It just took me a long time to get to stage, because I felt like when you do stand-up, it was intimidating. I think when you do stand-up, you talk about your experiences. By the time I came along, I was the 10th one. I had no more experiences to talk about. They don't talk all the stories. And so what I learned is that's their version. I have my own life and my own version of stories to tell. And so that really gave me a confidence to find my individuality.
The Wayans Brothers was a huge hit, just a huge hit in the mid to late 90s. What was that experience like?
Oh, man, it's great. You know, working with my brother Sean, you know, it's funny when you grow up with somebody and you dream. We dreamed together. You know, we dreamed about having our own show since we was kids. Since we was like 4 and 5 years old, watching Abbott and Costello and watching Three Stooges and The Honeymooners, and then to one day have the opportunity to go do it, and then to do it successfully for 5 years. You know, I'm proud of what me and Sean accomplished as a duo.
What are you most proud of in your career? And of course, we're talking to Marlon Wayans, who you and I are about the same age. I'm 49. You just turned 52. I just turned 49. Do you feel like you have a lot ahead of you, but do you reflect on everything that you've been able to do?
I haven't reflected yet. It's funny because I feel like I got a lot ahead of me. Mm-hmm. I got so much that I'm going to do, or I want to do. And I just feel like these are the years to do it. And then after the next 25 years, I'll look back and I'll reflect. But for right now, I'm just going to work and do my purpose and be great and grow every show. I'm most proud that I'm doing stand up and I'm doing it at the rate that I've been doing it, because it was the last thing that I started doing. This last discipline I tried to not just perfect, but to grasp. And now that I've logged 10,000 hours in all the other disciplines, including stand-up, I think my show is special, is different, and it's 150% authentically me. So y'all come on out and check it out. It's funny, I just did a special, dropped special in June on Amazon, Good Grief. I already have a brand new hour.
Yeah.
So none of the jokes that you see will be any of the jokes that I just did on my special.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.